Early this summer, 30 fruit trees popped up in an unlikely spot in Milwaukee, on a sloped sliver of land just off Locust Street between 1st and 2nd. Monday, city dignitaries and neighbors will christen the orchard. With time, it will feature twice as many trees and a rainwater system to slow stormwater and quench the hazelnuts and apples. The orchard is the latest growth a Harambe neighborhood church has cultivated. All People's Church is a story about growth. Bridget Jones found herself in the middle of its urban garden last August.
It's through Lutheran Volunteer Corps, so a year of service.
Jones shepherds middle and high school students who work in the garden. We met in late spring, 20 blocks away, at a well-established city farm. Jones was getting a crash course.
I don't really have a green thumb. I tend to kill plants. So I was very surprised to find myself in charge of a garden this year.
What Micah Clark lacks in experience, he makes up for with bravado. He's on the cusp of turning 16 and has become one of the garden's teen leaders.
Yes, I started in just a common worker, just working. Moved back from Kansas, stayed down there for 4 years. Decided to get into the community when I came back instead of being on the streets.
His thoughts on growing tomatoes and greens.
It doesn't bring me absolute happiness, but I can get the job done.
One of the striking things about All Peoples is that half the congregation is under the age of 25.
This is Pastor Steve Jerby.
How do you engage that many young people and young adults? For us, almost all of their stories begin in the garden.
He says the garden precedes him. It dates back 2 decades. He took it on with gusto. Jerby approaches his job environmentally. In fact, in seminary, he studied environmental theology.
Hearing the garden legacy at All Peoples, it was a great way to connect something that was really important to the church and something that connected my passions. And we found a way to expand what we're doing, not just as a little garden summer program, but a core food justice expression of who we are in the city.
When harvest time comes, the youth crew gets first pick.
And then they often will cook what they grow right there on a workday and then eat it that evening. And then whatever they don't use either goes on Sunday morning or our Wednesday food pantry to give away to those in need.
All Peoples cultivated grants and partnerships to construct a greenhouse and reduce stormwater runoff.
The patio around the greenhouse is basically a sink with stone going down 4 or 6 feet so that when it rains, we don't lose the water off into the street.
The sloped orchard coming to life off Locust Street will feature a large underground cistern.
It'll be capturing stormwater off the slope, the grass off the sidewalk, off the street even, get filtered through limestone, and then there'll be a water pump in there, a rain garden next to it.
As tightly as he holds his environmental convictions, Jerby says the projects fall flat if they're not cultivating jobs in a blighted area. He's about to hire an orchard supervisor.
And that person will oversee 2 employees that will be hired through a transitional jobs program with Project Return.
Project Return finds employment for men returning from prison. Jerby insists even seasonal jobs send a message of hope.
The orchard, the greenhouse, the expanded garden, all of that is with a vision to say there are opportunities for adults here as well.
I have a group of 7 with me right now.
Sabrina Louise Davis loves her job in the garden. She's another of All People's teen leaders.
It's life-changing. I've never had the chance in my life to actually be the boss, and it gives you that mentality. It's pretty awesome.
Throughout the summer, up to 50 students show up here on any given day to work. Coordinator Bridget Jones reports that no plants have died under her watch.
Which is beautiful.
I learned Jones has grown into other roles here, too. She wrote her first grant. It brought All People's Church the inaugural 30 fruit trees it will christen Monday. And she folded her pitch into a rap video.
Every night. And kids going hungry, man, that ain't right.
This has been a year of firsts for Jones. As you might guess, Jones had never before rapped, or for that matter, lived or worked in a challenged urban neighborhood. She says she tapped into inner resources she didn't know she possessed.
One of my high school workers told me, "Miss Bridget, you're like the best mixture of cool and strict." It's probably the coolest thing that I had heard.
Growth is everywhere. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
That's what we're gonna feed.
freedom here at All People's Church, we all beg and please help us be these folks by giving us some trees. Here at All People's Church, we all beg and please help us be these folks by giving us some trees. Fruits and nuts, we know they need them. When we get an orchard, that's what we're gonna feed them. Fruits and nuts, we know they need them. When we get an orchard, that's what we're gonna feed them.